Hi, this is Kyle Bauer with Plain Talk with the girl who is going to go ahead and take some of the elephants as Botswana has offered to give away, Jamie Bloom.
I think I could keep one in my backyard.
Yeah,
it's big enough.
You have a nice
think?
Big backyard, mm-hmm. and you have yeah. some trees so they could mm-hmm. take leaves off. And
for about 2 days.
And have neighborhood uh-huh. kids that would come by and
yeah.
feed them peanuts.
They would yeah. enjoy that, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
Wouldn't you be the hit of the neighborhood?
I certainly would.
Well, Botswana has way more elephants than they want. They have over 130,000 elephants, and they're just multiplying, and the Germans have, and a lot of the European countries, have stopped allowing people to come and do hunts
mm-hmm.
on the...
Right,
well,
yeah.
since... nobody hunts the elephants, then they're just getting bigger and bigger.
I'm kind of encouraged to hear this because I guess in my head I thought that they were endangered. I didn't think there were that many elephants out there anymore.
And see, and that happens because you get these groups that are, that's their cause
right.
for something like that. I mean, pick another wild animal and they pick that for their cause and they're very successful, but then how do you shut it off again? And
right.
that's what Botswana is saying is, hey, we're running out of space. And these, they eat a lot and they kill people. And we got no apex predator for them anymore because people aren't hunting them. And even to the point that it's illegal to even use ivory, let alone ship it out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, they've even yeah. got piles and piles of ivory setting around because, I mean, animals die of natural causes.
Right.
And they harvest those
the
tusks,
ivory.
But they can't even sell them. So Botswana previously has given 8,000 elephants to Angola.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine shipping 8,000 elephants?
Yeah, and how did that take place?
They didn't walk them, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Offered hundreds more to Mozambique and as many as bringing the population down. That's just 1 year's growth, if you will, in
yeah.
them. They've offered Germany 20,000 since they won't allow them to come into the country any other way.
Hmm.
And Botswana's wildlife minister also threatened to send 10,000 to London's Hyde Park and let them graze on Hyde Park, which
huh.
is in England, of course.
Right.
So anyway, they have a real problem, and they're not the only South African country that's lost a lot of money from rich Westerners who used to come and pay to hunt.
To hunt, not just a safari and
no,
see them, but to hunt.
Because the safari doesn't lower the numbers.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. so they come in safari, but they can't hunt, and so therefore the numbers are getting way out of whack, and there's certain people who will pay a lot to hunt, and they get the money for that. By the way, I'm pretty sure it was elephant. Somebody I was talking to many years ago, when they shoot an animal like an elephant, the local tribe really celebrates because they harvest all the meat.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And so everybody all of a sudden gets 100 pounds of meat or
uh-huh.
something. I
uh-huh.
make that part up. But
yeah.
anyway... He said it was amazing because as soon as the word got out that he had shot, I think it was an elephant, that there was just huge groups of people come pouring in and celebrating because
mm-hmm.
then they harvested the
And meat. So what he gets to take home as a memento is probably just the tusks?
They said, I can't imagine this, but they said the head and the skin. Well, how would you ship an elephant head?
Head,
home?
Right.
And,
to
I mean,
taxidermy.
Because, yeah, for one thing, I mean, there's meat inside of that, and that would all rot.
Yeah.
So I would think it'd be just the skin and or the tusks. I don't know. But it appears they don't allow hardly any harvesting of it anymore. So so anyway.
Well, I have no desire to shoot an elephant.
Okay.
None. But
I don't either.
Really? Yeah.
No. It doesn't look like it would take much of a shot to do
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I have no desire to do that or lions or any, you know, I... Those big game hunts don't appeal to me at all. Of course, I'm not much of a hunter anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say, what was the last thing you killed?
Exactly, right. Maybe
a
nothing
fifth of scotch?
Ever?
No,
yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I know. Bottle of wine?
Yeah.
But I did, I have always wanted to go and do the safari thing. I think
okay.
that would be really fun to go. Of course, our pastor just went to Kenya the Methodist Church pastor. And
but he's from Kenya.
He's from Kenya. Yeah, he's right. From Kenya. So he went back home to visit family. But while they were there, they went on a safari, and he posted lots of pictures. And it just reiterated the fact to me that, yes, this is something that I want to do as a trip someday.
I probably said it on the air before, but I was surprised on all those pictures just how lush and green Kenya was. I was expecting mm-hmm. it more to be a big brown prairie.
Okay, yeah.
Not a green prairie.
Right,
and yeah. Then there was trees and rolling landscapes, and it appears it got a lot more rain than I realized.
And, of course, the seasons are switched, so they're in the middle of the warmer season right now, right?
I think they're very near the equator.
I think they would be.
But anyway, yeah, I don't think, honestly, I don't think they ever get cold.
Yeah.
I don't think they have a dormant season.
Right. Yeah. But I've always wanted to do that. But then this morning I saw this story on the Today Show, and it was pretty scary. A charging elephant killed an American woman just in the last couple of days. When it flipped over the tourist, it was kind of one of those tourist car van things that they mm-hmm. you set up inside and go on safari. It was in a national park in Zambia. The aggressive elephant buffeted the vehicle carrying six tourists and a guide. It was the Wilderness Company is the name of the company there. They're a very well-established company in Zambia and very well-trained tour guides. She was 80 years old. And she passed away after this happened. They flipped it over. What happened was the tour guide tried to get the vehicle out of the way, but got to a point where the terrain and the vegetation was such that the guide's route became blocked, and he couldn't move the vehicle out quickly enough. And so that's how they ended up getting charged. But
so it probably just tipped it over, and then
right.
because of her elder state, she had a heart attack.
Well, they did not say that,
okay.
but something happened, and yeah,
okay.
she ended up passing away. But apparently the other five tourists
The ones
okay.
we saw at in Kenya from our pastor, you were standing basically in the middle of the van. It had a top that kind of went up, and you had a, I don't know, 2-foot gap
uh-huh.
that you were standing and looking out of.
Yeah.
So my point is, if you were doing that and it upset, you'd have quite a ride because you did not have your seatbelt on.
Whoa, yeah, absolutely. I watch a lot of these videos online of people on safari. And, you know, you see like the, probably not a lion, but some sort of a cat. I don't know what it is. That literally will come and crawl up on top of the vehicle. And they've filmed this. They get up. But they seem to be so used to the people in a national park. They did talk about how it's breeding season right now for the elephants, and they think that might be what caused. They had another video that just happened in the last few weeks of an elephant that actually took its tusks and stuck it in the vehicle and lifted it up.
Huh.
And that
pierced
happened.
Pierced the side of the vehicle.
Well, no,
or
put it underneath that
underneath
roof,
and flipped it over.
That top,
oh,
you know,
okay.
And that's what it looked like to me, you know, just watching it briefly.
Oh, that would be, you had to pay extra for that, I'll bet.
Yeah, exactly, and took those people on a ride. But, and actually the guy that filmed it, he had just got off. He had just got off and he'd walked over to the side, and then he turned around and filmed this elephant come up. But there was still like a guide or two that were on the vehicle when this elephant was like lifting it up and shaking it. And they pointed out that it was the reason that it was doing that was it was breeding season, and it felt threatened. So they think that might have been the case with this one as well. So because they said they really normally, and that's a national park, so they're used to seeing these vehicles.
Well, again, our pastor, they filmed elephants eating a wildebeest, some sort of a large
right.
animal. And, I mean, they were within 50 feet of that
yeah.
In the vehicle.
And the elephants didn't act like they were...
Well, no, I'm sorry. These were lions.
Lions. The lions
these
didn't
lions.
Act like they were
right.
disturbed at all by the
no,
people
No, but I thought, that's awfully close.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they got plenty to eat, so I suppose as long as they have plenty to eat, they're not looking for something else to eat. You...